This past week, Italian police staged a major drug raid. They stormed hotels all over the city of San Remo. Frantic suspects threw drugs and syringes out windows. One even leaped out a window himself. By daybreak, police had rounded up 200 packages of banned substances used by bicyclists. The bike race known as the Giro d'Italia, the Tour of Italy, is the world's biggest biking event next to the Tour de France. And it almost ended that night because so many athletes allegedly used performance-enhancing drugs. Charles Pelkey reports on cycling for Velo News. Hi, Mr. Pelkey.
Good morning.
How close did the Giro d'Italia come to shutting down entirely?
It came fairly close. The reason the stage the following day was canceled was because so many of the riders were kept up well past midnight, and it became clear that none of them, I mean, some of these guys got to bed at 3 o'clock in the morning after the police searches were finally done, that none of them were in condition or in a mood to take on a 233-kilometer stage. The stage that they missed on Thursday was to be the toughest of the Giro, and unfortunately, that was canceled.
What were some of the riders allegedly using?
There hasn't been anything confirmed. I think the most commonly suspected drug is EPO, which is a drug that boosts the number of red blood cells in the body, and that gives greater strength and endurance to the cyclist.
Why would they depend on such drugs? Why would they need to?
The sport's difficult. The Giro d'Italia, for example, lasts 3 weeks. The Tour de France lasts 3 weeks. They're on their bikes 6-7 hours a day sometimes, averaging speeds of 25 miles an hour through for the duration of that event. That, coupled with the fear that other people are using it, gives a lot of them motivation to try and get around the rules.
Why would competitors be fearing that other competitors are using these drugs? Aren't there drug tests, urine tests?
The urine test, just recently adopted by the governing body of the sport, has an effective limit of about 3 or 4 days. The impact of the drug, however, lasts for 2-3 weeks, and the drug tests are not entirely effective at this point.
Now, I suppose it's not a surprise that this is a violation of the rules of the sport, but I was surprised to hear that the police got involved, that this was a major drug raid. Is this a criminal offense?
It is now, and both France and Italy have taken great steps on a political level and judicial level to clamp down on the use of performance-enhancing drugs. The 1998 Tour de France almost collapsed because of a similar drug scandal. The French or the Italian Parliament passed a law tightening the penalties for what they call interfering with the outcome of a sporting event.
Now, after this dramatic late-night raid, I understand that no one was actually arrested. What is the situation of the people who were accused of possessing and using these drugs?
Well, there's no confirmed number of people that were found to be in possession of those drugs. The only one that anybody is absolutely certain of is Dario Frigo, and he was the young man who was sitting in second place overall in the Giro, and at the end of Friday's stage, he was informed that police had indeed found banned substances in his personal luggage. When confronted with that news by his team, he admitted it, and they fired him, and he had to leave the race. He's already been informed that there will be a criminal investigation and probable prosecution. As for anyone else, that news hasn't been released yet.
Charles Pelkey, I have to ask this question. As the police moved into these hotels in San Remo in Italy at night last week, did anybody try to escape on a bike?
Not that I know of. I haven't heard that.
Charles Pelkey reports on bicycling for Velo News and VeloNews.com. The Giro d'Italia ended today. After 3 weeks of racing, Italian Gilberto Simeone overcame the police searches, the sleepless nights, and a change or two in the Italian government on his way to victory.